Do you have a passion for quirky facts and mind-boggling randomness? We want you to be a part of Purposeless Assessments exclusive. Got expertise or a unique perspective? Want to hear more about your favorite quirky facts? Have a random question or fact you want explored? Submit your ideas and we'll tackle them on future episodes. Help us keep the randomness alive. Submit your topics or requests to join as a guest today by emailing umvato@deonnamarie.com. That's umvato@deonnamarie.com.
Hello, intrepid explorers of the peculiar and seekers of the sublime. Welcome to episode 4 of Purposeless Assessments, the show where we meander through the mazes of the mundane to uncover the marvels hidden within. I'm your guide on this journey of jollification, and today, we're embarking on a quest to discover the location of the largest pyramid on Earth. Yes, you heard that right, not the tallest, not the most famous, but the largest by volume. So, strap on your metaphorical explorer's hat, and let's dig into the sands of time to reveal a colossal secret that might just redefine your view of ancient architecture. When we think of pyramids, our minds often travel to the pyramids of Giza in Egypt, with the Great Pyramid of Khufu stealing the spotlight. However, the title of the largest pyramid belongs elsewhere. The Great Pyramid of Cholula, also known as Tlatelolco, meaning artificial mountain in Nahuatl, is the largest pyramid in the world by volume. Located in Cholula, Puebla, Mexico, this monumental structure is a testament to the ingenuity and might of the pre-Columbian Mesoamerican cultures. Now, if you're scratching your head, don't worry. You're not alone. Even though this massive pyramid dwarfs its more famous Egyptian cousins in size, it's often overlooked. Why? Well, part of it has to do with the fact that the pyramid itself is hidden under centuries of dirt and vegetation, and unless you knew it was there, you might just mistake it for a hill with a church on top. But more on that in a minute. The Great Pyramid of Cholula dates back to the 2nd century BC, with construction phases spanning over a millennium. It was a significant religious center dedicated to the god Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent god, which was central to Mesoamerican belief systems. The pyramid is a layered masterpiece, built over various periods as different civilizations rose and fell. Here's something wild to think about. When Hernan Cortes and his men arrived in Cholula during their conquest of Mexico, they had no idea they were standing on top of the world's largest pyramid. They mistook it for a natural hill, which is why they built a church, Nuestra Señora de los Remedios, on top of it. Talk about one giant historical oversight. The pyramid grew in stages over hundreds of years, reflecting different cultural and political shifts in the region. Various groups, including the Olmecs, Toltecs, and Aztecs, contributed to its construction. By the time Cortes arrived, the pyramid had been long abandoned and overgrown. Let's break down the sheer immensity of this structure. The pyramid's base covers an area of 45 acres, that's about 18 hectares for you metric folks. To put that into perspective, it's 4 times the size of the Great Pyramid of Giza's base. And while the Giza Pyramid may still hold the title for height at 146 meters, 481 feet, Cholula's pyramid wins the volume contest with a staggering 4.45 million cubic meters compared to Giza's 2.58 million cubic meters. And all of this was built from adobe, a humble combination of mud and straw, proving that greatness isn't always in the materials, but in the scale and vision. Interestingly, the pyramid is actually several pyramids layered on top of each other. Over time, instead of building an entirely new pyramid, successive cultures simply built over the existing one, creating a layered cake of architectural history. Archaeologists have discovered over 8 kilometers, 5 miles, of tunnels within the pyramid, allowing them to trace these different stages of construction. Now let's get to some fun and quirky facts, because what's an episode of Purposeless Assessments without diving into the strange and wonderful? 1. Hidden in plain sight. Despite its massive size, the Great Pyramid of Cholula remained hidden under layers of dirt and vegetation for centuries. This is why it's often referred to as the largest pyramid you've never heard of. The church on top added to the illusion that it was simply a hill. 2. A maze of tunnels. Archaeologists have excavated over 8 kilometers, 5 miles, of tunnels within the pyramid, giving us a unique glimpse into its internal structure and construction phases. Walking through these tunnels is like stepping back in time to witness the layers of history built one on top of the other. 3. A record-breaking base. The base of the pyramid spans an astonishing 1,480 feet, 450 meters, per side, making it the largest pyramid base in the world, much larger than the Great Pyramid of Giza's base. 4. A symbol of syncretism, on top of the pyramid stands the Church of Nuestra Señora de los Remedios, built by the Spanish conquistadors in the 16th century. This combination of an ancient indigenous pyramid with a Christian church is a powerful symbol of the cultural blending, or syncretism, that defines much of Mexico's history. 5. An unfinished legacy, the pyramid was never completed according to its original design. While we're not sure why, there are many theories ranging from changing religious practices to the Spanish conquest interrupting the final phases of construction. So why does the largest pyramid in the world, which is hidden under a hill and topped with a church, matter in the grand scheme of things? Well, that depends on your perspective. On one hand, it's a monumental achievement that showcases the engineering prowess of Mesoamerican cultures. It's a reminder that there were great civilizations building complex and massive structures long before European colonization. On the other hand, you could argue that its hidden, overgrown state reflects the futility of trying to make a lasting mark on the world. Despite its size, the pyramid went unnoticed for centuries, overshadowed by its flashier Egyptian counterparts. Maybe that's the ultimate lesson here. No matter how big or grand we think our achievements are, time has a way of covering them up, both literally and metaphorically. But hey, who needs existential angst when you've got an 8-kilometer tunnel system to explore, right? As we wrap up today's journey through the history and mystery of the Great Pyramid of Cholula, let's take a moment to appreciate the vast tapestry of human achievement. This pyramid, with its grand scale and complex legacy, invites us to explore further and question deeper the stories we think we know about our past. Have you ever visited a site that completely changed your perspective on history? Or perhaps there's a local mystery that you think deserves more attention? Share your thoughts and stories with us, and let's keep the conversation going. You can drop your comments or DM us. We love hearing from you. And, for our next episode, we're switching gears to something a bit more, well, everyday. We'll peel back the mystery behind one of the most frustrating yet ubiquitous items in our modern world, the foil on pill bottles. Why is it there, and what purpose does it serve beyond driving us crazy? Tune in next time for an episode that promises to be just the right dose of fun and frustration. Thank you for tuning into Purposeless Assessments, where we find meaning in the meaningless. See you next time.